Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda.
On this Friday's reflection, we're talking about battles that have led you to your life purpose.
Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now.
Just a little announcement before we get started today. As you know, Motivate Me is taking it on the road in May, where we'll be interviewing people live in each of the 50 states. I am super excited to share with you that the Max Challenge of Toms River, New Jersey has offered to sponsor me through their 10-week body and mind renewal system. This system is designed to make fast and lasting changes to appearance and overall well-being, and they combine nutrition counseling, fitness classes, and motivation in a way that has been perfect for me. I feel like I have a personal trainer, a nutritional counselor, and a success coach. The staff is extremely knowledgeable, and the support of the other members is something truly special. So I just want to say thank you to the Max of Toms River. I know I am in great hands. Okay, so moving on to today's episode. Hello, everybody, and thank you for stopping in to catch this Friday's reflection. The theme I would like to talk to you about this week is fighting battles that lead to your life purpose. First, what do I mean by battle? Well, we know that conflicts occur in life. That is part of our process. And we're continuously faced with obstacles that we need to overcome. And sometimes we need to battle through to get to the other side. What happens when we get to the other side, though? Are we magically crowned with what must be our life's purpose? What exactly is a person's life purpose? For many, they would describe it as what you are born to do, or the means that justify your existence. What if I told you that it's how you live your life in all that you do, not a role or an occupation, that it's something simply achieved by living purposefully. It's a life with purpose rather than a life's purpose. On Motivate Me, I tend to talk more about life process than life purpose, because for me, as I'm talking to our guests, I can see the dots of their lives connecting, and what they're up to now makes perfect sense to me. It makes sense that a person who has financial and corporate experience would leave their job to buy that product design business. Congratulations, by the way, to listener Gina Tarantino, who just left her bank vice president position to purchase her own company. Good luck, Gina. You're going to be awesome, and I can't wait to order from you. Okay, if you put all of your self-worth and value into one role in life, if you label yourself, what happens if that role goes away? Let's say you're a politician, and that's what you take such great pride in, and you label yourself as that. What if you don't get reelected? What if you have some kind of physical ailment that prevents you from doing the job? What is your purpose then? Where's your meaning in life? That role is not your true self, the one that lives without limiting beliefs, the one that is consciously living the values that are most important to them, the one who is sharing their gifts. Your true life purpose is a feeling, not a role. Let me repeat that. Your true purpose is a feeling, not a role you fill. As Elizabeth Gilbert says in her new book, Big Magic, we each have strange gems inside of us to be discovered. I was thrilled to see that she, Elizabeth Gilbert, and I share this same message. She writes in the first few pages of her book about a friend who at 40 hired an ice skating coach to help her get back into figure skating. That is my kind of girl. That is what Motivate Me is all about. Finding those passions, allowing your gifts to surface, and living a life that is on purpose. Not one that's determined by circumstance. And to use this to create a life you want to wake up to. One that is more exciting, more meaningful. Becoming you is your life purpose. You determine what your purpose is and how you're going to experience it on an everyday basis. How do you want to feel life? How do you want to make meaning of it? Where's the value for you? And you need to live in the present in order to do this. So let's repeat what a person's life purpose looks like with this new definition, and then analyze how we may be able to see it in the battles each of this week's guests have had to face. A person's purpose in life is to live life more purposefully in all they do, not just in one role or occupation, in all aspects of life. So on Monday, we had Christine Volpe, and she had such a tragic story to share. Her absolutely beautiful son, James, was killed in a car accident just 1 week before his 18th birthday. Christine was on the show to share not just her story of grief, but to inspire others to use their grief to fuel a passion. For Christine, she rediscovered much of herself through the loss of her son. This came in the form of running her own chapter of the grief support group Helping Parents Heal, New Jersey, and creating the James Volpe Foundation with her other son, Justin. When I think of Christine, I think of all the battles she waged with her grief. But even more so, I think about all of the ways she feels this experience changed her and her life. It goes without saying that she would give anything to have her son here today. But from trudging through the darkness, she was able to create a life that has so much light. She was able to let go of the small things holding her down before. Her perspective on life changed. She's more adventurous. She's able to be of service to others in a way she could not have done before. She has created a life with less negativity and more positivity. Christine is not merely going through the motions anymore. She's making it count in all areas of her life. Tuesday's guest, Luke Sissenbath. He fought a battle of a completely different kind. Luke's battle is the perpetual hustle. If you need motivation to get your butt to work and make things happen for yourself, Luke is a great person to talk to about that. The hustle is Luke's battle and passion all at the same time. He's the podcast host of the show Hustle to Greatness, and he's been hustling and battling his whole life. And yes, he has had multiple learning opportunities that others would refer to as failures. But what he wants you to take away from his episode is that he has already seen the benefits of those experiences. And what I want you to take away from his episode is that Luke is clear on his values and gifts, and he supersedes doubt every day to live a life that has meaning for him. On Wednesday, we had Karen Stille on the show, and Karen is an engineering manager for a circuit board company, as well as a coach for a nutritional cleansing program. But she is also a breast cancer survivor. Karen discusses the 8-month battle she faced with treatment and the shame she felt when once all of the attention that had been bestowed upon her by friends and family and doctors, once that was gone, she was faced with depression. Karen has battled and overcome a fatal disease and emotional distress. But yet she's placed herself back into the ring to raise awareness. What was once so difficult for her, a battle she was waging privately, silently even, has become one she is willing to share with the world. Why? Because battles change people. Battles enable the noise of the inner critic to be stripped away in order for what is most important to rise. Because when you're facing death, or you have endured difficult treatments for 8 months, you don't care so much what other people have to say anymore. Karen is claiming her purpose by committing to raise the awareness for successfully treated cancer patients that depression is common. Imagine how doing this will make Karen feel. Imagine the meaning it will bring to her life. Thursday, we had Lara Young come back and she taught us a lesson on shedding your comfort zone. So many of us struggle putting ourselves out into the world. Statistically, people confess that they fear public speaking even more than death. I am obviously not afflicted with this fear. After looking at what our three guests this week have pushed through, do not allow yourselves to be detained or derailed in your life. Your experiences are meant to help you grow. They're not meant to set limits on you. So today it's Friday, and I've been battling my own doubts this week. It came to my attention that as we gear up for and then head out on our US road trip, other people will want to become part of our process. The way I usually show support for something is to donate money to it. The thing is, John and I have worked for everything we have. We put me through college and then graduate school, our homes, our cars, everything. We've never asked anyone for anything, which is what allowing donations feels like to us. However, I know that as a friend, family member, even a listener, I would want the opportunity to show my support. So after much thought, we created a campaign for the Motivate Me Excite Life road trip, May 2016. Now, we only have $505 in there so far. And remember, we have to find a way to get to Alaska and Hawaii. But I cannot tell you how big my smile was when I saw those donations come in. Not because of the money amount, but because these were people who were showing us their support for something we care so much about. So Mary and Ted Bianchi, Mackenzie Renda and Michael Scotty Jr., Judy and Skip Tice, Karen Stilley from this episode, Barbara Alexander, Beth Rakin, Tracy Brendan and Michaela Nolan, and my Singapore friend Marilyn Wu. Thank you guys so much for allowing us to feel the love and reconnect to the meaning of it all. Listeners, if donating is something you would like to do, we're providing Motivate Me merchandise and shout-outs in return. You can just go to fundly.com and search Motivate Me. And if you select the $50 donation, don't forget to leave us a comment with male or female and the size t-shirt you would like. We hope to build momentum for our trip, and the more donations we receive, the greater that will be. No amount is too small to show us that you're thinking about us and that you'll be tracking our journey as we post daily podcasts from the road. So I can see you sitting there right now and you're taking all of this in, this entire episode, and you're thinking, okay, life purpose is about becoming your authentic you. It is something I determine, but I still don't know who or what that is. I want you to try this. Focus on why you want to accomplish something and how it makes you feel. Focus on what has always interested or inspired you. Ignore any awkwardness you think you may feel and envision only awesomeness. What feeling do you want your life filled with? What is most meaningful to you in life? To clarify this, picture is the first step. And remember, no one is holding you to this because life is a process. Whatever values are most important to you now will shift. What brings you the most meaning now can change. Just begin. Begin to understand that the decision is yours. And know that when you face battles, there is a purpose, and they are meant to move you to the next level of your purpose, which is becoming you. That's it, everybody. Thank you for another great episode. Please know you motivate me. I'm Lynette Renda.